All right. Do you want to talk rankings?
Sure. Yeah. Do we want to just list them? It's only five bands.
Yeah.
Number one, I had Vowel Sounds. I just really, really was impressed by it. I like the continuity. You know, it's just so layered and there's so much going on in the song and it's so spooky and effective and tingly and creepy and just great. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So that was my number one. As my number two, I put the Rachel Lane song because I thought it was just excellent. Wonderful, beautiful love song. Number three is Max Bombast. And I put him there just because, again, it was an excellent song. They're all excellent songs. But I put him in number three because I thought the kind of structure of the song was a little simple. Again, it was G minor throughout the entire thing, except for a couple of measures of D sharp and D, which is not valid criticism. But, you know, we got to rank these. Then after that was Agony Sauce because I thought it was too busy and the flow was broken up by the changes in tempo and all of these other references. And, you know, I was way in. I was all in last round with the cumulative challenges, but this time I think it got in the way. And then the last one, of course, I can't believe I'm putting Rainwatt in number five for a song that I like a whole lot. This is what's so frustrating about doing these rankings. It's a great song. It's fun and cute and probably a lot more simple than any of the other entries. And I feel like maybe not as much effort or work was put into it as any of the other entries. Doesn't prevent me from enjoying the song a whole lot. I just think that it would be hard for me to rank it above the other ones who put so much more effort into it. And it breaks my heart because I love that song. But, you know, anybody who goes into the bottom this round, I would be really disappointed at myself having to put them in the bottom. I
mean, yeah, this is the penultimate round. So no one gets here without a lot of work.
Yeah, and I feel bad about that. But again, we're supposed to rank a bunch of great songs, so some of them have to go into the bottom even though they don't deserve to be.
Right. So for me, Agony Sauce is my number one, and I was able to get past all of the change-ups, and the flow worked for me. And what I was left with was a song that I enjoyed the most, a song that I thought had accomplished the most and had over-delivered on the challenge, and the cumulative challenge was certainly impressive, but I still thought it would have probably been in my ranking even if they hadn't done that. So I just loved the sound of it. I loved all of the details of it. This was just my favorite song, hands down. So they get my number one spot. Rachel Lane picks up my number two, and you know, it was just an effective and beautiful love song. And I think it was just so well done with so few mistakes or problems or just, you know, it was just very, very well executed, well sung, well performed, and I loved it. So I actually thought a little bit if it was going to be number one or number two, but for me, it ended up in number two. And then with number three, I've got Vowel Sounds, and I certainly appreciated all of the details and how creepy and how effective and how spooky it was, but for me, it just didn't really work as well as the other two, and I did not like it as much as the other two, which when it comes down to everybody, you know, effectively executing on the challenge and, you know, all other things being equal, it just comes down to personal taste. And I feel like this sunk it a little bit in my estimation just because I don't like scary things. And, you know, I just wasn't in the mood for this kind of song this week. So I'm sorry, but all other things being equal, it often comes down to personal taste. Yeah. Now, let's see, rounding up. Fourth place, I've got Max Bombast. So I certainly enjoyed his singing as usual, and I thought that riff sounded really good. The politics of the song bugged me a little bit, which dropped it a little bit in my estimation. And I wasn't really happy with how he used a riff rather than a chord progression, and I know that's stupid, but I'm hung up on it. And it bugged me even further. So that also dropped it a little bit in my book beneath the others. And then finally, in fifth place, I have to rank Rainwatt again, and it's much for the same reason. I mean, Rain wrote a great song and performed a great song well, and there just wasn't enough there to really compete with some of the other songs that had just a ton of layering and a ton of maybe more effort. It sucks to say that, but I feel like at this stage of the challenge, you really need to bring it, and G&G doesn't really bring it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to bring your A game for more than just the last round for Nerine 14 anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, voting's a bummer. Just like the chiptune challenge, I thought every single one of these songs was great, and it's a shame that any of them have to go. But it's going to be down to two, and it's kind of, who knows at this point, really. I mean, the one that we agreed on for the top two was Rachel.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a bit of a toss-up.
Yeah, it's hard to say what the other judges will think.
Yeah. Let's do some shout-outs. Special shout out to Nivius, who is just an amazing machine for getting the site turned around so quickly, for doing everything so clean, and just amazing good stuff.
Cool. I would like to shout out to my wife, Sarah, who's been super supportive, even though I've been a wreck this last week. I've got 1 week of freedom before I go back to work, and I've just been trying to do too much. So I'd like to thank her for her patience and putting up with me. I've been also very cranky.
Similarly, I'd like to shout out to my husband. Thank you for all the love and support and patience. And it's only one more week, and then then no more of these weekly podcasts. And it'll just go back to, you know, bi-weekly thereabouts. We'll see.
Andre may see you more often.
Yeah. And then, let's see, shout out to Brian and to Alice. I hope you're not listening to this because it's a waste of time. You've got better things to do. Shout out to The New Ugly, the other Nerine podcast, the original Nerine podcast. That might be it.
I think that's it.
All right.
You're out.